join me. That's a tremendously exciting moment. This is a pilot. Now, I know what you're thinking here. You're thinking, if he's a pilot, he should have no time in his hands whatsoever. He should be doing some podcast. He should be up in the air half the time, and the rest of the time he should be trying to catch up on sleep, or adjust to whatever time zone he's being left in after his last shift. Well, I suppose that's a perfectly reasonably a reaction, but it's not that type of pilot. It's a radio pilot. This is a pilot episode for a proposed new series called Into Your Head Daily Breakfast Show, which I plan to do every morning for a while, until I no longer have time to do so. So it's going to be the Into Your Head Breakfast Show, and I'll come on here and I'll say good morning, and I'll say this is the Into Your Head Daily Breakfast Show, and I'll say good morning again, because that's how radio breakfast shows work. Everyone just tunes in for 2.5 minutes during their morning commute and then tunes out. So you have to repeat the same things over and over and over again. So anyway, what I'm thinking of doing is a daily breakfast show, Monday to Friday, or 4 out of those days, or whenever I feel like it. I'll put it up at midnight every morning, and you can listen to it on your way to work, or on your way to unemployment, whichever is the case in today's economy. And it'll be approximately 10 minutes long, that's what I'm thinking. Although we'll find out whether that's the case in about 8 minutes and 15 seconds from now. If I say goodbye, then you'll know that 10 minutes is the length it's going to be. But if I'm in mid-sentence, you can probably surmise that it's going to be longer. Or if you just hear silence, then it's probably shorter than I planned. Either way, either of those three ways. Can you say either when there's three options? I'm not sure. You can definitely say either when there's two options. But I'm not sure if it applies to three. If there's three options, can you say either of these three? Or does this either just apply for duos of options? I'm not sure. Anyway, good morning. It's the Into Your Head Daily Breakfast Show pilot. I'm going to call it the Temporarily Daily Breakfast Show, because I don't know how long it's going to go on for. It'll be every day for a while anyway, and then we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see whether I have time to do this crap for you. Now, I'm talking very quietly at the moment because my wife is in bed, and I don't want to. I don't want my sound waves to travel upstairs and disturb her in some way by vibrating the sound, the air around her, and causing my sound to be reproduced in her ears by the movement of sound waves within her ear canals. Because frankly, that would be like rape. It would be a breach of her privacy, and it would probably cause her to wake up, which is the most important thing. I don't want to cause that. Because she needs her beauty sleep, or her mind refreshment sleep, more importantly, because that's what sleep is for. Sleep is to cause you, it's like when you reboot your computer, you get a brand new clean out of your memory. So when she wakes up in the morning, she'll have forgotten everything, and her mind will be fresh and ready to start the day and boot up to Windows, or Linux, or whatever the hell that she uses, I don't know. She uses something anyway, because she's a student teacher, so she needs her mind to be active and fresh, and have a nice new clean version of Windows working on it every day. And then she checks for viruses every now and then. She goes down to the doctor when she thinks she has a cough, and the doctor says, "I think you've got a virus," and she says, "No, I haven't. I'm running on Apple. I'm an Apple computer. Admittedly, I've got Windows running on me, but I'm one of those IBM chip Apples with Windows running in isolation on it, but I can't really catch a virus." I said something I learned on Leo Laporte. Well, not literally on Leo Laporte, because my husband wouldn't approve of that, and neither would I, frankly, because I've got better taste than that. He's a grey-haired old man, and I'm a young woman who's got better taste than to go after some grey-haired, middle-aged tech podcast host. Not that there's anything wrong with being a middle-aged, grey-haired tech podcast host. It's excellent for old people who want to learn about computers, but I'm not one of those. I'm a young, aspiring teacher. I've got an active mind, and basically that's that. So anyway, that's how that works. So we're more than halfway through the first pilot episode of the Into Your Head Daily Breakfast Show. I have to say it's going absolutely fantastically. I'm very happy with it so far. As we go along, I'll add in new features. We'll have traffic reports, news headlines, and all sorts of crap like that. And if you want to participate, or if you have anything to say, just email me, studio@intoyourhead.com, or sign up to me on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace. All the details are on the website, probably. I don't know. Certainly, if you go to intoyourhead.com, you'll see stuff about, you'll see things that says contact me and here's how to contact me. Not necessarily in those exact words. I haven't memorized the exact wording of my website, but certainly if you go to my website, intoyourhead.com, you'd have to be stupid if you don't find some way of contacting me through it. And if you are stupid, you're more than welcome to contact me, but you're nonetheless going to have to figure out how to do it. I don't wish to alienate people with learning disabilities from contacting the show, but still, you're going to have to find out how to do it. I can't reach down through your headphones and pick up the telephone for you and do it for you. So get help from a friend or a parent if you're having any trouble. Preferably a younger parent, because chances are an elderly parent is more likely to need technology help from you than vice versa. Although that's a stereotype, but you have to generalise in these things. I can't make a separate version of this monologue for every single person who listens to it and adapt it to suit your personal demographic. So just live with it. So anyway, it's the Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Breakfast Show Pilot Edition, and frankly, if the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds go as well as the first 7.5 minutes have gone, then you can expect there to be more of this. I have to say, I'm tremendously happy with how it's going. As long as nothing goes wrong in the next 150 seconds, I think we've got a show. I think I'm going to sign myself up for more episodes of this based on this pilot episode. It's going to be like the next Seinfeld. The pilot episode of Seinfeld was at least as good as this, and it got signed up for 8 or 9 years, and they all became millionaires. And I've no reason not to think that this pilot episode of this thing isn't going to be as good as the pilot episode of Seinfeld. So well done me, congratulations. You can safely assume that you've got the job. Obviously you'll have to check your references and stuff, and make sure you're not an axe murderer, make sure you're not on some child sex offenders register, but apart from that, if assuming that's all okay, then it's you've got the job. The Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Breakfast Show will go ahead every day, more or less, starting soon, sometime in the next few days. I don't know. Sometime. Anyway. just so that nothing goes wrong in the last 70 seconds, I'm going to fill up the rest of the show with music, because that can't go wrong. And for now, we'll say good morning.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalker's Forum guestbook
no longer exists.
Intoyourhead.com.
Online voicemail system.
Intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
Intoyourhead.com.